Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than, I'm real blessed to say this, I am, to say that you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 40. And for anybody who's sending in any music or commercials, anything like that, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That man, M-A-N is abbreviation acronym for Music Activism and News. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can even Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. 1, number 1. Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you all for listening to Blog Talk. But you can call in like 646-478-0944. It's the phone number. Feel free to call in and be a part, like a couple of phone callers that we have online. Now, three disclaimers, only three. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. If you change your mind, feel free. You can call back or press one. Now, let me give you at least a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Now, honorable mention so far goes to Man Talk, which happened last Tuesday. Also, honorable mention, we'll get to that in just a little while because it has been interesting. It goes to Facebook. Kids, KIDZ, are people too. Number two. More on that in just a little while. Number 10, Freestyle Clinic is starting up. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, you could Facebook Blueprint to Eliminating Injustice and Criminal Justice Reform. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, and it happened yesterday, Far Side at the Winchester. Bizarre ride, too. That happened. Number 7, EC Democratic Ward Club. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, you could look at it because it's tonight. Sheba Dog 1 at 13700 Madison Avenue, 44107. At Mahal's in Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. You definitely might want to check that one out. Number 5, Circle the City with Love, which happened last Saturday. Love Bus, all of that, Public Square. You can Facebook that one as well. Number 4, 216 True School Hip Hop with Ballhead Fred, Malik X, The Real Riff Raff, Semi at the OPN Center, even had Stoney, the Butcher, who was there as well. Number 3, The Freedom Walk, which happened over the weekend with Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus. Yeah, that was kind of a real major thing. Number 2, MC Brains, inducted in the Rock Hall today. More on that just a little while. Biggest Jump, Stiletto Boss Awards last Saturday. They did it up kind of glamour style at the Manor Party Center. I believe Presidential Award went to Dolores Gray. And like I say, that was just a major large event that happened, and it was good to see so many people coming together. Since I got certain things out of the way, I would like to throw out there Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. You could Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Tomorrow, we have one of the deepest interviews that I've had in a long time that will be talked about. Oh, I promise you all that much. You just have to wait to find out who it is. Creator Driven. You can Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook Kitten Angelica. And also the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. See, I'm getting certain things out of the way so I don't have to do it later on. I've already given a Twitter handle, but I will throw out there that the OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. That new Mr. Powers track has come out as well. I know that we have a lot of different things to talk about just because. So before I go to the first phone caller, see, I know you all are going to say, he didn't keep his word. So before I go to 216-400, then in the 702 area code with a 609 afterwards, I wonder if somebody's caught up with me from one of those bad interstate dealings I had to deal with. And also, we'll get to 216-209, but I would like to throw out there, you can Facebook Kids Are People Too for auditions, ages 5 to 12 years old. Come out and show us what you got. That Saturday, October 26, 2019, 3 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1 minute audition time. The theme is Educate Our Children on Human Trafficking. The first annual all-talent show that is scheduled to happen on December 1st, 2019, but the auditions are being held at 154 15 Kipling Avenue, 44110, and that's this Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. For ages 5 to 12 years old, you can call Benita Johnson at 216-322-1986. Or Sister Cheryl Wagner, 216-254-9050. Now, also, you can Facebook, BWE Entertainment Presents The THA 216 Clapback. That's Sunday, October 27th at Kings and Queens Lounge at 20840 South Gate Park Boulevard, Maple Heights, Ohio, 44102. It is free. 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to midnight. The BWE mixtape will be released. Such artists that we've played on this show before is Rob Cartel, but other artists include Lyrical Storm and Ruler. Also, I want to throw out there that tomorrow, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 022, October 22nd, the National Day of Protest Against Police Brutality, is happening at Public Square, downtown Cleveland. They're saying bring pots, pans, protest, bullhorn signs, be willing to speak, and that is some of what is going on. I also want to take the time to thank BWE TV, Lady T, who interviewed Suave Gotti, El Reezy from CGS, Nehru, the Ruler, some joker named the Sheriff, last Friday at Table Talk. The passion for hip-hop was the discussion. And I will definitely be remiss if I just didn't stop and say that it was an honor today. Urban Survival, Nerve DJs, Grand Wizard DJ Johnny O, Rude Boys, Man in the Street, GMS, the Mason Brothers, We Up Radio, DJ Goldie Montana, Dynasty, MC Brains. They placed his Converse, they placed his shoes in official capacity in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right alongside other exhibits that contain things such as B.I.G., N.W.A., Slick Rick, Public Enemy, Jay-Z, Ice-T, memorabilia, and much, much more. You know, he's been doing this for years, and like I remarked on one of the many Facebook Lives that they had, I'm glad that he got a chance to at least enjoy it, like I was telling him, while he's young enough to enjoy it, that he didn't get it at the age of 70, 75, you know, or worse yet, after he passed. So it was an excellent thing to see so many different people there to support Ohio, you know, the Cleveland. First platinum rap artist. I'm going to go to the 216-400 number. It's probably going to tell me, you know something? That's all well and good, but how come they didn't put Macklemore in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? 216-400. How are you doing at the 216-400 number? 400 going once. 400 going twice. It's going thrice. I appreciate you for not hanging up on me. And the reason I do is just because what's going on tonight? Oh, okay. Monday Night Raw, or you're watching Dancing with the Harlots. Dancing with the Stars. My fault. I'm getting into too much trouble as it is. Before I go and pick on the 702-609 phone number and the 216-209. It's always good to at least act like I know who I'm talking to. It's very interesting because I do have to throw out there that Patrick Day, boxer, welterweight, who died after suffering traumatic brain injury in the super welterweight fight. In other words, he had been knocked out by Charles Conwell, I think Saturday before last. He went through surgery. He never came out of a coma. He succumbed to his injuries, I believe, last Wednesday in Chicago. He was 17-4-1, and he was the New York Golden Gloves winner in 2012. Now, the boxer who killed him, the punch thrown, was from Cleveland Heights' Charles Conwell. Now, wow. They also called, you know, Charles Conwell. He came from Cleveland Heights, but you know how they lump him in and say, oh, he's a boxer from Cleveland, and Cleveland native. And he said if he could take that punch back, he would. I also want to throw out there before I go to anybody else that, you know, we lost a great one at the age of 68, Representative Elijah Cummings. The one thing that I can say about that is that he didn't play. He really did. He was a congressman from Maryland who gained national attention recently for his principal stance on politically charged issues in the House. And he was known for the calming effect on anti-police riots in Baltimore and his forceful opposition to the presidency of Donald Trump. And he passed at Hospice Center in Baltimore. They say that it was complications concerning longstanding health challenges. But the thing is that what made him so tough was that he was born to a family of Southern sharecroppers and Baptist preachers. I don't think they make the Baptist preachers as tough as they used to. I'm just saying. Mr. Cummings, they say that he grew up in a racially fractured Baltimore of the 1950s and 60s, helped integrate a local swimming pool while being attacked with bottles and rocks. And it was Perry Mason, the popular TV show about that fictional defense lawyer, that inspired him to enter the legal profession. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And also for folks who might say, hey, isn't there somebody else out there? Well, yeah. Might as well throw it out there now. Bill Macy, who was the character actor, he was 97 years old. For folks who might say, okay, he was the character actor who played B. Arthur's unyielding feminist show, where she would be the tough one, of the 1970s sitcom Maud. He played, her husband, who on the show had to just endure a lot. That's all I can say on that one. Not giving up my age too much, but oh, hell, I'm 50, so I remember some of those shows and rerun and everything like that. So my thing is, I appreciate you all for tuning in. Before I do anything else, again, I thank those who have decided to go in and listen to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, on a Monday. And wow, I'm surprised. This is like my eighth, I will say, year, over 8 years, And I'm very thankful to be able to say that. And my thing is, once again, if I can't get anything else out to the people, is to just be able to let people know that, hey, no matter what's going on, there's always some news happening. And it's just a pleasure when people take the time to call in as well as chime in with their thoughts and everything, because without you all, I wouldn't be doing this program. I just wouldn't. It would just be a loudmouth brother on the mic. And I can't even say if the females would love me. I'm not be nice. But my thing is, I'm very thankful to be able to get out the information to people. That's the blessing as it is. So let's go up here, check on my phone calls at the 646-478-0944 phone number, and I'm going to go to none other than the 702-702, who's calling in. And how are you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. How are you this Monday?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, what's on your mind, man? Because I was enjoying the video that was shot of, if I'm not mistaken, the past Saturday, which featured, Ballhead Fred, Riff Raff, Stoney, King Swisher. You caught that performance. So what's on your mind, sir?
Well, there's not a whole lot. I mean, I always call in to support you. I do support your movement. I support your work and everything else. But I also leave the door or the window open for you to ask me any questions if you have any.
You know something? I really do, because the thing that I see you do a lot of is you support a lot of people. So I'm going to ask you, what causes you to be that way?
Well, the way I see it, if you back people, then people will back you. It's a give and take thing for me. I mean, I'm not trying to, get any credit for anything, because to tell you the truth, out here, I have not put anything out. Okay? I mean, I am a hip-hop veteran, but the stuff that I recorded was back in the 90s. So it's been about 20 years since I've actually recorded anything. I mean, I was in my Air Force career. I was a brand new husband, and by the time 94 came, February 94 to be exact, I put the mic down. I put the mic down and became a brand new father. My son, who is known as Trey Vega, he has a page on SoundCloud with stuff that he's recorded way back in like 2011. You know, not stuff that's real recent, but his stuff is real good, and he tried to give me the credit for his knowledge of hip hop and his ability to rap and spit lyrics and all that. I told him, I said, son, don't give me any credit. I says, number one, music is in your blood, and I'll be glad to, you know, let you know how far back it goes. And give all credit to God. It's not on me. You learned it on your own, and God gave you that talent. So to answer your question one more time in elaboration, if you back people, people will back you. And there's always a give and take. You do unto others how you want those to do unto you. And I've always believed that.
I appreciate that. I really do. And I am looking forward to having you at the Hip Hop Workshop on November the 2nd so that we can all understand and overstand 2020 vision.
Yes, sir. And actually, it would be a series of lectures, but the very beginning actually has to do with the 2020 census, because we have been miscounted for numerous reasons. And a lot of times folks don't want to be counted, but what that does is it gives the government an excuse not to filter money down from DC, which it does have a double-sided coin for that, because I agree with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, or he taught, that if they don't have enough jobs for their own, how do you believe that they have any jobs for you? So with that being said, a lot of brothers and sisters don't bother being counted. But in my opinion, if you're here, if God brought you here, you count. So that's where I stand with that, and that's the very beginning. Not only that, but like I said, mathematically speaking, we are 30 years away from our most previous Black Power era, that being pro-Black and conscious hip hop of the 1990s. Now, believe me, no one needs a damn calculator to equate 30 years away from 1990. That being the 1960s. So now that we're at 2020, that there in itself, like I said, you go to see an eye doctor, that lets you know that you have perfect vision. And it's time for the living dead among us to open their eyes and awaken.
Man, I appreciate that. And may you definitely feel free to hold a line. I think we might have something that you might enjoy.
Outstanding. I'll be here. I appreciate
Thank
the time
you've
given
so
me.
Much. Hey, no problem. I appreciate the time that you take to call in. Man, that is my brother. I am looking forward to seeing him in Large Room 136 at 1899 Main Classroom Building, a.k.a. Berkman Hall. You can enter from East 22nd in Chester or East 22nd in Euclid. 1:45 to 6 p.m., DJ Dollar Rock, and a few other things. Before I go to the 216-209 phone caller, you know, they were on the phone line, and I really got an earful out of them because I played something last week, played the instrumental. They were like, well, we want to hear, we know that, you know, Emacs Image is an excellent producer, but we want to at least hear the vocals on there. So with that being said, what I'm going to make the attempt to do is at least go out here, debut this track. That will probably start using it as the intro. It's definitely called Call In and speak. And I just want to say it's from 3342 Productions alongside Emax the Image, who's doing the vocals. We'll be right back. And I like the time frame. It's only 2 minutes and 16 seconds. So be right back.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists' views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emax in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Probably as I go to the 216-209 that's on the phone line, they're probably going to tell me, you know something, that's real cool, but I'd rather call in and talk to Reverend Al Sharpton. And that's all right, 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. And I don't want to go too far into that Al Sharpton comment, but I'm going to just remind everybody about that man right there. A lot of people give him a lot of praise and a lot of glory, but remember what he did to your neighborhoods before he took power to get on the camera and everything. So, and for all those who don't know, you can just kind of look it up on YouTube. YouTube is the source. Mm. So if you really want to know how Al Sharpton got to power and who Al Sharpton really is, just look him up. Some things you're going to see is negative. Some things you're going to see is positive. But I don't think that if you bashing someone to take power or bashing someone for monetary gain, I don't think that's a positive thing. So, hey,
right.
That's just my take on it. I'm John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. Got a lot going on. We got some more videos coming up. Al, I ain't forgot about you either. We got some something that we can possibly get in the works with you too. I'm going to just reiterate, just a little bit on what's going on. I seen a report today that with a lot of people are going to get, well, the city's supposed to get a lot of cash from this drug thing. And I just want to know, one of our fellow citizens, can you run up on Armand Budish and ask him, is he going to give some of that cash to the schools to keep some of the schools open since we have so many problems with schools? I mean, because I don't agree with closing all these schools, making the classroom size larger, and we already seen in a few states already where making classroom sizes larger forced teachers to not teach that well, which led to a strike.
Right.
Now, we already want teachers to perform better, but you're not giving them the correct tools and making things work right. So what side are you really on? Oh,
exactly.
Man. I'm John
and agreed.
Odyssey. I got a lot of videos on YouTube with Black Odyssey. Is my group, BlackOdyssyTV. You can also catch some other songs on SoundCloud under the same Black Odyssey subscription. GetRightMusic.com, That Piff, pretty much every major network and site out there. I just was a little ticked the day they announced that they were going to close the schools first, but then a few days later they announced they're going to get all this money. Well, we see a problem, and we see a problem solver right behind it.
There you go.
I mean, that's a lot of millions out there just floating around, and a lot of schools closing. You know, about 1 or 2 million to keep a couple of these schools open for at least 5 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So who are
give
we,
them chance.
Who are we really? Yeah. Who are we really fooling? I mean, you know, we got abundance of problems going on in the city, and we got the answers right up underneath our nose, and we acting as if we don't have the resources to correct these things.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not Cleveland, Ohio that I'm about to speak on, but
right,
the same situation in California. People should not be in the dark. We have resources to keep the lights on, wind turbines, solar panels, and then they give all these regulations for not people having a solar panel or a wind turbine on their home, worrying about someone's pockets and harming, but you're keeping lives in the dark. New York has a problem with the rat issue. Rats as big as big as dogs. But when you have a rodent issue, you have a much more bigger crisis than that. That's not only a rodent issue, that's a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, I'm just saying, when things get to the point where your city government can't handle them, it falls on the federal government and then the president. The drip starts from the top. We didn't put our system is not designed to put a dictator in office. So we should oust the dictator while we still have a chance to lock him up and get, you know, what we deserve for the people. I'm John from Black Odyssey. I didn't mean to keep it too political. It was just things that I to see this, you know, we can really quickly fix these things. Y'all,
that's true.
Y'all take care. I'm going
to
be listening on the program.
But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm John from Black Odyssey. BlackOdyssy. Thank you so much for your platform, Al.
No problem. I appreciate it. Whole a lot, definitely. Because there's some things to go along with what the brother just said. And again, I guess New York has always had the rodent problem for years. Then again, Cleveland has had the rodent problem running around in City Hall. Speaking of which, I do probably need to take the time and let people know what is happening. Because if I don't, somebody will say, you didn't tell me. So if you are to Facebook, answer to State of the City, which is happening October the 23rd, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., where? The City of Cleveland City Hall. Now, this is what's very interesting about this. The mayor of the City of Cleveland has delivered his State of the City address. Now it's time for the truth to come out. The community activists of Cuyahoga County, Ohio, are all invited to answer the State of the City address. I'm calling on all victims, all activists, anyone a victim to a crime, to come and speak. Let the truth be heard. All Mayor Jackson was talking about was money. He didn't say anything about loss of life. The crime rate is more important than human life. Wow, it's time to take a stand. We had enough. Frank Jackson, it's time for you to go. Call in all news media. Come hear our answers to the State of the City Address, Fathers Lives Matter, LLC. So at least we kind of know where that one came from, in part. Before I do anything else, because I know what will happen, you all will say, well, it's cool and all. You announced something, but I don't think you all do anything else. I mean, you know, it's, everything is Cleveland, Cleveland, Cleveland. Kind of like, yeah, when Jan would say, it's always about Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. But I digress and say that I do need to at least take a look back because it was an honor because last Tuesday, general election forum, meet the candidates running for Akron City Council Ward, Akron Municipal Court Judge, Akron City Council at Large, and the Akron City School Board. So Inner City Republican Movement definitely was invited out to the Akron Summit County Public Library. And it's very interesting because City of Akron Council at Large, Cynthia Blake, she's always involved in things going on in Cuyahoga County as well, so it was good to go out there, support her. Akron City School Board of Education, two people who were there was Derek Hall and Jay Akbar. They spoke extremely well, and they stood out. I will say, here's something that I should announce just because, the Opportunity Corridor Job Fair, Friday, October 25th, 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, on-site interviews, meaning they will interview you on-site at 9206 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. I'm going to have to go down and check that out to see, hey, is this really real deal, holy feel? But I know it is. You all would probably tell me before I take this phone call that's coming in from the 216-513, the Blueprint to Eliminating Injustice and Criminal Justice Reform 2019. The theme is freedom comes with knowledge and comprehension stops incarceration. Now, what I'm about to tell you is a free event. The collaboration with ICRM, AFP, and BBCI with opening words from Micah Derry from the AFP State Representative. Issues are three. Ohio legislation with criminal justice, felons and job opportunities, Cuyahoga County Jail. Oh, the fourth one, Bail Project. Performers will include Obi Shelton, the violinist will perform, and Suave Gotti, the freestyle MC. A violinist and an MC. This is going to be interesting as the moderator will be downtown Donna Brown, community activist, BBCI field general, and the blueprint panelist, bipartisan, will be Abdul Karim Nafi from Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Brenda Bickerstaff, Cynthia Blake, whose name I just called, Michael Canny, Mariah Crenshaw, Stephanie House, Laverne Jones Gore, attorney Eddie Siplin, some dude called Al Porter Jr. I think that brother owes me $10. LaTanya Goldsby, with words of encouragement from Rob Frost, Q&A with audience, 40 minutes. The date is October 26th, this Saturday. The location is 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. The time is 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch will be provided by Zanzibar, so no, it's not a box lunch. If there are any questions, please call up 216-702-1207 or 330-475-5260 or 216-804-7462. Call that 804-7462 before this show ends. You'll be clowned. Just like, hey, I got to give one of those infamous shout-outs to Joseph Motley Jr. Did you have the nerve to call my show while I'm live on the air? That's my brother, Joseph Motley Jr., and I'm going to the 216-513. 216-513, you are on. How are you doing out there?
I'm great. How you doing, Al Porter?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Talk to me.
Okay. Kelly received a letter from me today. So,
okay.
he received a letter from the ADA Department of Stanford America with the Disability Act. So I was going to get him. And I told him I was going to get him. So the ADA enforcement. So when I say I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you, okay? So
obvious.
ADA, American with Disabilities, sent a Connecticut letter. Fourth, Connecticut and Pat Brick. You know, Pat Brick got sued before, okay? Because he
right,
was
right.
My business. So they sent Connecticut a letter, and Pat Brick and told them, if you do not buy a service for people who are deaf, the city will lose. The city will catch them a lawsuit. Okay? A big lawsuit. Huh. Now they know I'm the president of Black Lives Matter for the deaf, okay? So not only did my corporate office send them a letter, the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division sent them a letter. Okay? So now we get a call today from City Hall, from Kelly office, sister, can we meet with you? I said, well, what's about? Because we need to discuss about this letter, what we receive. I said, what it said. If y'all equal access for those who are deaf, then then the city will be paying out of the air. I say, ma'am, it's nothing to me about it. I said, if I was a white man or a white woman who was deaf, y'all gave up the access. Okay? I said, it's not about discrimination. It's about what the law says, okay? Ooh, they
got you.
Council President want to know when you're available. I said, I will call him when I'm available. When I come available, then we can have this conversation. The city is heated. Not only the city emailed the council lawyer got the letter. The council lawyer got the letter, including the law department director got the letter. It was four letters sent today, and every single council member got a copy of that letter. Everyone, okay. So, like I told, it's not the personal, it's my business. I said, this is business. Local government is business. I mean, I said, if I was doing something wrong, y'all would knock on my door with the police and lock me up. We no question about it. And they say, they want to know, can they meet with you? And Tomlin Affairs wants to meet with you. Can you sign up? I put the word monkey on that paper. The word monkey. They want me to sign the paperwork because they want the city to get sued. Because, just like the lady said, she said, if y'all do not apply by the ADA regulation, then the city, do you know how much the city get $3.1 million for people with a disability? To provide equal access, $3.1 million per year. So if city council do not want to abide by the ADA law of discrimination, then they just get hit with a couple million dollars. I love a couple million dollars in my pocket right now. Do you? Don't you? And I said,
I know what you're saying. Man, I appreciate you for fighting. And how can people reach out to you for Black Lives Matter for the Deaf and your other positions?
Okay. My email address is rdancy82@gmail.com. My phone number is area code 216-513-2704. My other phone number, my Black Lives Matter, my business phone number is 216-855-7693. So both of the numbers. Thank you. And tell Mama say hello, okay?
I sure will. Thanks, brother. Definitely feel free to hold the line because we're going to go for the 216-513 with 601 area code 513. Before we do, let me let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is this Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe and East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, the number 1, number 37, and number 28 bus pass by. Now, this coming Wednesday, you can Facebook Cleveland Rape Crisis Center Project Start, where it's Ohio is number 4 in trafficking of children, young adults, older women, and men. Queen Dolores Gray, she was the one who sparked that to come through, which I'm thankful for. You also have, if I'm not mistaken, Life Obstacles, which airs Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERU 1490 AM or www.newstalkcleveland.com. This is so good to get rid of some of these things, because if I didn't, you all would get on me. So one other thing before I go to the phone call is to let people know that, of course, I already told you about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community Ministries is Sundays at 10 a.m. at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, BBCI 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44110. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment, Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repast under 100 people, you can inquire at 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, 216-804-7462. That last number, do not call until after this program is over. Thank you very much. Floral arrangements are by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. At the meeting this coming Wednesday, I will definitely have the end arbitrator's bias in favor of police petitions due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police and they're deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlined, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings, Committee for Social Justice. Now, let me go check on that 601 area code with the 513. I wonder if they're trying to sell me some cable. 601 area code 513, how are you?
Yeah, every time I call in, you know it can't be no bill caller at this time of afternoon. Oh. So how's it going, my brother?
I'm doing well. Please let people know who you are, Mr. Candidate.
Yes, my name is Michael D. Landingham. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm running for the highest office in the land for 2020. So Cleveland's own is running for president. So we need to get together, Cleveland. We got big things we need to do. We need to come together. Also, all neighborhoods in the African-American community need to come together because we do have a fight on our hands. It's a lot bigger than what we're so used to. We have to look beyond color and party to look at the real threat that's facing our democracy, and that is the current government. And that's the main reason why I'm running, because I'm sick and tired of, you know, I feel like the common man, it seems like they got all the answers in the world, but don't have the will, the power to step up and do something. And I just got tired of hearing that. And I said, I'm going to break the odds and break the statistics of that. And so with my unique background history and who I'm connected to and I'm kin to, it seems like I'm probably the right one for the job. We need somebody to bring back the power to the people. And that's the main reason why I'm running. So I hope that all Cleveland, Ohio, and the surrounding area support this candidacy. Because big things are about to happen for our city and for our nation. But we all need everybody to join in.
I hear you. And with that being said, I'm going to ask you, what does power to the people look like to you? Like, let's say you end up elected. What would the first 100 days look like to you, sir?
Imagine that every prayer that's been ever prayed by every African-American ever since slavery up to now, ever since we came off the boat up to now, that we should live equally, all of us the same, that our government listens to our problems and hears to them and fixes them instead of just for the sun. All of the people must be inclusive when it comes to equal rights, equal justice, and everything like that. But if we're only doing it for the sum, pretty much all of us are going to fall. So power to people, meaning where we have an issue, certain things about our government or certain things about some about the city, about getting financing or crime or, nonviolent jails, nonviolent offenders going to jail. My first thing I would do is to do the largest pardon ever in American history. Now, I would pardon every single last one of anybody that's in jail for nonviolent offenses when it comes to marijuana. Also, reparations. It's time, just like Martin Luther King said a long time ago, I think it's time to get our check. I think if the Asians got theirs, the Indians got theirs, and a few others got theirs because of the wrongs that were done, this is the one thing that America has not taken care of. We're not trying to look for a handout or anything like that. We just want what's due, and at the same time to be more inclusive into our economy, into our government, local, state, federal, and not act like using color and party to determine what's right and wrong. How we treat each other will determine how what's right and wrong, which side of the fence we're on. And so, like I said, giving power back to the people will solve the reparations, will solve jobs. I mean, we got so many jobs right now just to rebuild our infrastructure. It's crazy. It's just like 30, 40 plus years, decades of work. Taxes, where the top 1 or 2% of Americans are richer than all of us combined. That doesn't make any sense. How is that giving power back to the people? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And then at the same time, all these lies they're being told. Now you're seeing on the news, and I've been talking about this for months. I mean, months of what's about to happen. And you can look back all the way back on All Lives United, the movement on Facebook, or Michael D. Landingham, L-A-N-D-I-N-G-H-A-M, like landing the plane and then going ham. Okay. And you'll see that I've already said all about these things, and now it's coming up to pass. And it's time for us to take back control of our government, not just for black people, not just for white people, for all of us who's going through the same struggles, the same trials and tribulations. But if you think that somebody who's never been through the struggle can help somebody who's been through the struggle, you got another thing to think about on that one.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your candor. I do follow the news. I follow your messages. And again, how can other people follow you and get involved in your campaign?
Well, we're definitely looking for regular people to join in this campaign. There are three ways of doing it. My phone number, I know it's an out-of-state number. I'm just trying to – I'm doing that for security purposes only. But you can call me at area code 601-513-7615. I'm off on Fridays and Saturdays, but you can call me anytime between 12:45 or anytime after 9:40 in the afternoon. You can also try to contact me on my Gmail account, kingham216@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Michael D. Landingham or All Lives United, the movement. That's the campaign, my campaign page right there. But we're just getting started and everything. There are things that at Liberty I cannot say, the reason why it's taking me so long to get out there. But I assure the American people that I am the best choice. And if you give me the opportunity, you will learn more about me, my situation, my life story. My story is your story. My trials and tribulations are yours. I'm just somebody who have a unique opportunity to express it and to be in the most powerful position to display that power for all, not just for some. And we need to do more for people who, especially in Puerto Rico, you know, all these territories and how we've been treating these people. You know, my first thing I would do in the first 100 days is to turn those places, those territories into states so they have a stronger representation in D.C. There's so much we can do, but we have to do it together. And I need everybody's support. I need everybody's help. Do I have a long shot? No, not really. Without saying too much, I have a good chance on winning, but I need your support. And hopefully that if all of us come together, whites, blacks, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Green Party, Tea Party, whatever party it is, as long as it's about the American flag and coming together with Trump behind love, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, we will achieve wonders. Remember, America went to the moon. So I think if we can do that, I think we can do anything on earth, but we got to do it together. We have to do it together. And I ask each and every one of you to support our campaign.
Thank you so much. I have something to play, and again, I appreciate you for calling in. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the thing is, you know something? One thing, I haven't played for a little while, but it's kind of fitting after hearing that. Yeah, I think that if you're going to do anything in your life, you have to keep praying. That's just what it is, how it comes through. I'll be back. This is Black Odyssey, one of my personal favorites because, yeah, you have to keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off, little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
All right, the Freestyle Clinic, hip-hop since 1981, ready to fill your prescription 24-7, 14 years and older through 17. So 14 to 17 is $3, 18 and over is $5. Hey, come record Welcome to Cleveland with Rapper Network from 7 p.m. tomorrow to 10 p.m., live in the club studio at 9601 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. That's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. So you can't say I never tried to tell you anything. My thing is I want to thank everybody who at least listened in, chimed in, had something to say, and added something to this particular program. I can honestly say that big shout-out goes to none other than the last week's East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting, which happened last Thursday. Of course, they gave away wings, JoJo fries, barbecue sauce. You had water, but you had Man in the Streets, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Brother Nate Martin. It was a very, very powerful meeting in itself that I'm glad Brother Nathaniel Martin is still doing his thing. And getting up there, making sure they stand tall to represent the people in East Cleveland as best as possible. I'm taking us out with some 90s R&B from Fatty Banks.
Oh, na 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 na. Yeah. '90s R&B. I'm talking on Kelly, a little Joey. Oh 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 oh.
Yeah yeah.
Ooh yeah. Tell the DJ play another slow jam for my baby and me.
Yeah yeah.
A little Chris Brown, can I take you down? Tenderoni, I'm Bobby Brown. Not too much, I might fall in love. I swear you need a club. Look just like an angel. Tell your mama thank you. I hope that you're single. I'm a singer. What's so occupation?
Ow, yeah.
To be honest, babe, I don't care about that.
Nah.
Just where your head at. Think about the weekend in India.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the holiday.
Okay.
I gotta get out your face before I feel some type of way.
Okay.
And if I feel some type of way, I just need you to make my day.
Yeah.
I put a smile on your face the moment you heard me
say.
Come and talk to me. '90s R&B. I'm talking R. Kelly, a little Jodeci. Oh 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 oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh yeah. You know my name is Dre.
I'm
something like the man. I came through, I ain't worried, baby. Unless it's by the band. Stay down till I came up. I'm ready to flex, girl, flex. Time to have sex, and I keep it playing, baby. That's no doubt.
That's no doubt.
Wanna know everything about you in and out. Game and you focus, part of the play, and I notice you leaving with Dre, and you know it. You ain't afraid, you gon' show it. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nice to meet you, babe. Baby, hold on to me.
To me.
Look, you make me feel like 90s R&B. I'm talking non killing.
Excellent evening. Peace.